much time each day do Mrs. America and her daughter, Miss America, spend in their kitchen? An hour? 3 hours? Maybe longer?
That depends on what we're having and how the cooking is done.
I see. Well, let's have a look inside a few kitchens. Pardon me, madam. Don't look now, but your pot is boiling over.
Oh, the poor woman. I know how she feels. Worn out after hours of cooking. Dinner delayed, maybe ruined. And that awful mess to clean up. I can sympathize with her. Because that's pretty much the way things used to be at our house. In what I now think of as the dark ages of housekeeping. And not so very long ago at that.
When Monday was always wash day, the weekly day of doom, bloom Monday over a messy wash tub. And oh, my pad. When we had one of those old-fashioned ice boxes. And oh, those fiendish drip pans. And worst of all, when cooking for the family meant hours in a hot, smelly kitchen with a regiment of pots and pans to look after. It didn't happen every day, thank heaven, but there were certain days when things were just too much for me, and I had to have help from Carol, my daughter, practically from the minute she got out of school right up to dinner time. She didn't like it much, and who can blame her, poor dear? And that telephone. I mean, right in the middle of things. Sammy, my 10-year-old, tried to be helpful on such days, running errands and answering the phone. Oh, that phone. Those last-minute calls from my husband. He was bringing company home for dinner. Don't go to any extra trouble, dear. Just throw a few things together and set an extra plate or two, that's all. That's all, says he. With not enough time to get everything ready, the children and I felt like these scenes look. But somehow, don't ask me how, we usually managed to get a meal cooked and on the table.
How it ever tasted, I never knew. My appetite was gone long before we ever sat down with our guests. I only hope they enjoyed it. And those were the good old days. Ooh, I shudder to think of them. But through the years, there were changes. Bless those wonderful people who invent things. Today, we Bartletts are strictly modern.
My cooking is now done in the modern manner, by pressure cooker, in minutes instead of hours. Old Carol still helps around the kitchen from time to time, but it's because she likes to, not so much because I have to have her. Nowadays, dinner at home is never a problem, company or no company, even at last-minute notice.
How did you happen to change over to this modern way of cooking?
Well, it didn't just happen. I hate to admit it, but if it had been left up to me, well, frankly, I was forced into it. Or rather, shamed into it by Carol. Bless her. She called me old-fashioned. As out of date as a gay 90s bustle. With me hardly out of my 30s.
I didn't mean to be unkind to Mother. I mean about calling her old-fashioned. But she did spend an awful lot of time in that kitchen. And I did, too, helping. Frankly, I have better things to do with my time. I got my big idea about a pressure cooker during a demonstration in my home economics class at school. Then I found out that Laura Miller's mother had been using pressure cookers for a long time. Laura is my girlfriend. Jack is her brother. A nice boy, if you like boys. Mrs. Miller was very nice about showing me how to use a pressure cooker, and I got to be pretty good at it. Seems Jack was interested in pressure cooking, too, at least while I was around. When I got to be really good, I tried to convert Dad. It wasn't easy, but I made him a proposition he couldn't afford to turn down. My idea was for him to advance the money to buy a pressure cooker. After our first pressure cooked meal, if he didn't think it was worth it, he could take 50 cents a week out of my allowance until he got his money back. It was a deal. And one fine day, I came home with our first pressure cooker. A Presto Meatmaster, really the works. And what a beauty. Even Mother went goggly-eyed. I wanted to cook the first meal, with Mother just helping. Like most elderly people, she had doubts. But she finally gave in. Mrs. Miller sent Jack over with one of their cookers, so I could use it for my vegetables. Jack wanted to hang around, but I knew he'd only get in the way, so I invited him to dinner and sent him on his way.
Cook's helper. That was my role in my own kitchen that day. And Carol enjoyed every minute of it. But it was very important to her, and she took it pretty seriously. I had heard, of course, that pressure cooking saves lots of time. But there was something even more important. In her home economics class at school, Carol had learned that it preserves vitamins and other nutritional values. Well, if that was true, it meant better tasting and more nourishing meals for the family, and more free time for Carol. It would also mean escape from the old kitchen drudgery for me. That was a lot to expect from a kitchen utensil, but that's what we were going to find out. And a lot depended on that first meal. It was a test in more ways than one, to see if this new way of cooking would really do all the wonderful things Carol said it would. While she worked, I watched closely and listened carefully as she explained things. Brown, or sear the meat thoroughly first before cooking. That seals in the meat juices. The meat, now thoroughly browned, was then ready for cooking. She used very little water, only enough to make steam and to be used as gravy later. Then she let me add the seasoning. Either she wasn't too sure of just how much to put in, she was just being kind to her dear old out-of-date mother. In either case, I was humbly grateful. The cooker was now ready to be closed, and the heat turned up. About 2 minutes later, Carol checked to make sure there was a steady flow of steam. We then had 2 or 3 minutes before real cooking time started. Carol was feeling terribly efficient, so there was no time wasted in idleness. We got started on the salad. Three white bands showing on the indicator stem mean the start of cooking time. So Carol turned the heat very low. Then she set the time according to recipe and what she calls our family taste, meaning medium pot roast.
And the nice part about it is that we don't have to watch over it or check it or do anything to it except let it alone for the full cooking time. And since everything is locked in tight, there'll be no cooking odors getting out and circulating around the house.
What is the principle of pressure cooking and how does it work? In an open pan, water heats only to boiling, or 212 degrees Fahrenheit, and then turns to steam, which goes off into air. Cover or close the pan, and the temperature rises quickly. This is the basic principle involved in pressure cooking. Here's how it works in a pressure cooker. Very quickly, the boiling point of 212 degrees is reached. The air is expelled through the vent pipe in the cover. Steady flow of steam shows that all the air has been expelled from the cooker. This is the time to put on the indicator weight. Once put on, the indicator weight is automatically clamped in place and cannot fall off. The temperature keeps rising rapidly, which is the reason cooking takes less time than in open pan cooking. the pressure inside the cooker forces the indicator stem upward. When the first white band appears, as we see here, it indicates 5 pounds pressure, which is enough for fruit canning. 2 bands indicate 10 pounds, suitable for canning fish, meat, fowl, and soup. 3 bands showing indicate 15 pounds, which means cooking position for all normal cooking purposes. At this point, heat is turned down low. But what happens if the heat is not turned low and pressure rises over 15 pounds? The answer is simple. The indicator weight automatically adjusts itself to release the excess pressure. This gives off a hissing sound and is a signal or reminder to turn the heat low. So, this automatic release of excess pressure means that normally there is never more than 15 pounds pressure in the cooker. But what if the indicator weight fails to perform its release function as a result, let us say, of the vent pipe becoming clogged, which, although extremely unlikely, could conceivably happen if the cooker is overfull. This overpressure plug, which acts as an anti-vacuum device, would be forced out of the cover, thereby allowing the excess pressure to escape. This plug, therefore, is a secondary release or safety factor. But the chances of pressure rising high enough for that are negligible.
While the meat was cooking, we were free to get started on the vegetables. I was surprised to see Carol use only half a cup of water. It was a joy to watch her. I was beginning to have a new respect for this daughter of mine. The idea of cooking 3 different vegetables in the same cooker at the same time rather startled me. What about mixing of flavors? Carol explained that in pressure cooking, there can't be mixing of flavors or odors because there's no air circulating inside the cooker. I was still curious about the small amount of water she'd put into the cooker. Carol said that in ordinary open pan cooking, the kitchen sink is always the best nourished member of the family. That's because so much water has to be used. The valuable vitamins and minerals get soaked out of the vegetables during cooking and are then poured down the drain. About those 3 vegetables in one cooker, ordinarily I would use 3 different cooking utensils and 3 burners. And I would have to watch every one of them during cooking. Here was practically our whole dinner on the stove. Meat and 3 different vegetables. And only 2 cookers. I admit I was impressed. Cooking time was over for the vegetables. No hustle or bustle. No ragged nerves or aching muscles. No cooking odors. And the kitchen cool and comfortable. Before opening the vegetable cooker, Carol held it under running cold water for quick cooling. The 3 white bands had to sink out of sight before the indicator weight could be removed. Then the cooker was ready to be opened. Everything was going along smoothly, with me just standing by and Carol in full charge. And presto, the cooked vegetables, in all their natural garden fresh colors. But when cooking time is over for the meat, the best method is to turn off the heat and then allow slow cooling without the help of cold water on the cover. With no white band showing, the cooker is ready to be opened and the meat taken out. As though she'd been doing this sort of thing for years, my proud daughter showed me how to do it. Then she urged me to take the cover off. I hesitated. After all, I was a stranger here. But she was pretty determined, so I tried it, and I did it, quite easily. Carol was delighted. Frankly, I was kind of pleased with myself, too. And then, lo and behold, the cooked meat. And such meat. Looking just scrumptious and smelling, well, just heavenly. But we still couldn't be sure, because after all, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. And so to dinner, a big, fine-looking meal that took less than an hour to cook, from beginning to end. Carol was a little worried, and frankly, so was I. So much depended on what Mr. Bartlett said. We all waited for him to make the first taste test. But as it turned out, we had nothing to worry about. Mr. Bartlett was sold. As for me, well, I was sold even before I tasted a thing. But when I tried the meat, there was never a doubt left. At least with a Presto cooker, my Carol had proved herself a fine cook. Sammy was his usual ravenous self, only more so that day. Carol had more than proved her point about pressure cooking, not only in the time and the work saved, but also on food taste and texture. This was really her day of triumph, and we were all proud of her. Her father just beamed and helped himself to more. As for me, well, I was almost weepy with pride and with something else that mothers feel on occasions like this. I found myself glancing over at her and saying to myself, "That's my girl." Well, that's all there is. There isn't any more. Or is there?
Yes, Mrs. Bartlett, there is. Most of the things that should be known about pressure cookers are summed up in several practical questions.
Will it be easy for me to handle?
With a little practice, just as easy as you saw Carol handle it. That's because the best and most modern pressure cookers are light in weight, simple in design, safe and easy to use.
Will it save me time and cut down on my kitchen work?
That is one of its chief values. Pressure cooking cuts from one-half to three-quarters of ordinary cooking time, turning hours into minutes. Let's check into a few more examples of time and work saving taken at random from the pressure cooker recipe book. Boston baked beans, for instance, one of the foods requiring the longest cooking time. 8 hours by ordinary cooking, 40 minutes by pressure cooking. Soups, beef vegetable, for example, up to 3 hours by ordinary cooking, 20 minutes by pressure cooking. Other soups, like French onion soup and split pea, the same time or less. Any and all meat dishes, as much as 4 hours by ordinary cooking, from 5 minutes to seldom more than an hour by pressure cooker. For such dishes as beef stew, spare ribs, spaghetti and meatballs, New England boiled dinner. Anyone else around here getting hungry? As for vegetables, up to an hour by ordinary cooking. By pressure cooker, from 1 to 3 minutes for some vegetables, like broccoli, cauliflower, carrots, peas, and asparagus. From 3 to 8 minutes for vegetables like corn on the cob and onions. And from 10 to 15 minutes for other vegetables like whole carrots and large potatoes. And so on down the line for fish and seafoods. Chicken. Cooked cereals and baby foods. Desserts and so forth. All cooked in 1/2 to 1/4 the ordinary cooking time. Most people know, of course, that pressure cookers are used for canning. It may be of interest to know that the United States Department of Agriculture recommends canning by pressure cooker as the only safe method for canning non-acid foods.
Will the pressure cooker improve my cooking and give my family better and tastier meals?
I'd like to answer that question. To me, that is the greatest value of all in the Presto cooker. Even more than the time and the work saved. I checked up with the supervisor of the home economics department of our high school and with the food editor of our local newspaper about the things Carol had told me. I mean, about how pressure cooking preserves vitamins, especially vitamin C, and other nutrients that are usually wasted in ordinary open pan cooking. And they agreed that Carol was absolutely right. Oh, and another thing I found out by first-hand experience and by asking my family and my friends, it is that pressure-cooked foods preserve and even improve food flavors and the colors of food and the texture. And that's why pressure-cooked meals are so attractive to look at when served. With my family, I don't have to worry at all about tempting their appetites, including mine.
A question often asked by women, will it save me money? Yes, it will, to a surprising degree. Not only in fuel costs, since most of the cooking is done over very low heat and in 1/2 to 1/4 the ordinary time, but also because you can use less expensive vegetables and cuts of meat at no sacrifice of taste, texture, or nutritional values. Even tough meats are pressure cooked to tender goodness in a short time and shrinkage is practically nil. Fundamentally, there is no more to pressure cooking than we have seen. A simple procedure that is practically automatic in operation, with many cooking rewards for both the experienced cook and the new homemaker eager to please and willing to learn. But this important truth must be recognized. Pressure cooking is a new way of cooking, not just a quick method of cooking in the old way. Therefore, in order to use it to best and fullest advantage, it does take some study and practice. Those of you who look forward to owning your first pressure cooker, and those of you who already own one but allow it to remain stored away in a closet or cupboard unused, must remember this. No one can expect to become an expert at this new way of cooking in one easy lesson. No more than anyone can expect to become an expert at cake or pie baking in a single try. But pressure cooking requires no special skill or ability, for today's best pressure cookers are designed and built to provide maximum values with minimum effort. The simplest and best guiding principle is this. Follow directions exactly as given in the Presto Cooker Recipe Book, and be willing to adapt recipes to the particular tastes of your own family. For the girl or woman who will take the time to follow directions, who will use a normal amount of common sense and a minimum of cooking imagination, a pressure cooker can become the key to new and wonderful delights in time saving, elimination of kitchen drudgery, better nutrition, economy, and new thrills in delicacy of taste.